Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a world refugee crisis. Do you care? Should you? Let's go in depth with Angel Del Rio, Ben Roxwold, and Jenna Jensen, students, Ron Rukowski, staff, and Mary Jo Saad, professor, all with the Central College production of Anonymous. So Mary Jo, what's the play Anonymous about?
The play Anonymous is a commissioned piece from Minneapolis Children's Theater originally, and it is looking at Homer's Odyssey and adapting it for audiences of all ages. And it is taken on quite an American twist. I think some of the students can talk about that as to how it has transitioned. A lot of them think about it in the same terms as the adaptations that have been done with Percy Jackson.
Okay, and Percy Jackson is?
Percy Jackson would be sort of a demigod figure, I think ancient Greek mythology, and it goes back through a lot of just the classic Greek mythological stories.
Retold in American terms, right?
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I understand. So what we've got is a protagonist, a hero, making his journey through America modeled after the Odyssey and Percy Jackson. Is that?
It's got a Percy Jackson flavor. It is definitely not Percy Jackson. Percy Jackson is much more humorous, but I think that most young people would identify with their first exposure to the Odyssey through Percy Jackson, at least American students. Many students do not read Homer anymore.
And so Anonymous, our protagonist, is a refugee. Okay, so what's his story? What's the background?
So the background of Anonymous's story is that his mother and him were escaping from their country. It's never really stated what their country was, but they got separated along the way. And basically the entire play is him trying to find his way back to his mom and going through basically the same kind of story that happens in the Odyssey.
Okay, so he meets some bad people.
Yes.
and encounters lots of struggle. Ultimately, we're to get a lesson from this, I presume. I mean, it's a lesson about the refugee crisis today, I'm presuming. Is that right?
Yeah, you can see that with the way there is one scene even in the show where there's refugees in like a truck, and they're being like you can. This happens a whole lot with, you can see it, like, people get smuggled into the country, even, and things like that. This used to happen with Hispanics all the time, with, like, factories and all that. And you can definitely tell that we treat, like, the way refugees are treated isn't proper.
Well, since the beginning of time, refugees are seldom welcomed, and we're undergoing this dialogue today as we speak about the Dreamers and DACA, and then we have wars overseas with more refugees now than any time since World War II.
And that's in our program. We are using a lot of UN statistics to show how astronomical those figures are. They are saying right now that this year alone there will be somewhere between 50 and 75,000 babies born in refugee camps, and in those camps those children will never be claimed by any country without petitioning. So they are born without really any rights anywhere, and that's a frightening statistic.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Angel Del Rio, Ben Roxwold, Jenna Jensen, Ron Rukowski, and Mary Jo Saad, all with the Central College production of Anonymous. And so you're using the arts, the play, to make us think about this. Is that your goal?
Yeah. Like, I can connect personally with this because my stepfather is a refugee. He came from Laos. At the time, it was a very communistic country, and he was escaping that. And even when he came here, he told me stories about how, like, people actually didn't like him very much because he couldn't really speak the language that well. And it's like people wanted him to speak English immediately upon coming into this country. So I think this play can kind of hit you a little hard if you do have that connection.
Okay, now, Ron, the technical aspects of this are your responsibility ultimately. Was that a challenge?
Yeah. So Kate Kane, our designer, she came to me and she presented me with this massive scenic design, and it's going to be beautiful when it's complete. And Mary Jo and Kate came to me and they said, we want it to be labor for our performers to kind of represent what refugees go through. You know, they have to work so hard to get anywhere in life. And so we basically built a giant bowl on stage. And so maneuvering through this bowl is just very challenging for them.
And to build.
And to build, of course, yes.
Yeah, a round bowl is hard.
Yes.
It's massive, too.
It is. It's almost 52 feet wide. So it's wow. Pretty large, yeah. And we're also bringing in new technical elements with the lighting and sound and projection as well. So it's going to be a spectacle.
Well, I was going to say this sounds fun, but spectacles sound fun, but it's not. The message is deep and profound, and so you needed a stage as impressive as the message, I guess.
I mean,
ideally, it has to be... Yeah, an impressive kind of setting. Otherwise, we're going to maybe not appreciate it.
Along with the set, it was very important that we had sound and live sound. Stan Dahl from the music department and I have been working on this for quite a while. And so he has four percussionists that are working their way through how to underscore the entire show in ways that might remind a lot of people of what radio shows were like in the 1930s. And they just got through building a Foley a wind machine, yep. Correct? To do that. So we're trying to do the sounds of nature within the scoring of the play as the characters and different people travel across our large country. Mm-hmm. And so that was made people think a lot.
And Jenny, you're stage manager. What does that involve?
So basically, I'm kind of running rehearsals where I'm writing down all the blocking that goes down, taking line notes for everybody. So if they're messing up a line or something, make sure they know that. And then when it comes to the actual show, I'll be the one calling all the cues. So I'll be telling lights and projections and sound when they need to go and making sure everything falls into place at the same time and that it creates just a cohesive production, really.
And how does that differ from the director?
The director's the one who comes up with everything.
Okay. All right, but you make it all happen.
I guess, kind of, yeah.
All right, so you get to boss everybody around.
A little bit.
A lot.
All right, and so how do you feel so far about this? Is this your first play that you are stage manager on?
Yeah, actually, it is the first time I'm stage managing, so it's a little different. It's a lot to come into for your first time because there's a lot of blocking, so there's a lot of movement on stage. There's a lot of cues that are going to need to be called, and to have this be my first experience is going to be very exciting and interesting, and it's been really great so far. I really enjoy it.
What have you learned?
I learned that it's almost nearly impossible to write down blocking for 15 people. That's what I've learned.
All right, how about the refugee crisis? What have you learned?
I knew quite a bit about it already. I try to keep on top of the news, but seeing it actually being acted out and seeing like people I know pretend to be these people that aren't the greatest is really hard to see, and it's made me think about what it could actually be like to be in that position, because as a white woman in America, I'm probably not going to ever experience that unless something really horrible goes wrong in the world anytime soon.
And when you say that they aren't the greatest, you're meaning they're so vulnerable,
yeah.
Correct?
Yes.
The refugees.
Mm-hmm.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Angel Del Rio, Ben Roxwald, Jenna Jensen, Ron Rukowski, and Mary Jo Sod, all with the Central College production of Anonymous. Ben, you're one of the bad guys, right?
Yeah,
that's right. Play one of the bad guys, anyway.
Yep.
And who do you play?
So I play Yuri Makis, who is the owner of a sweatshop. So I employ, at least on stage, about nine different women. Nine different women, some different men, and it's all a sweatshop to build clothes, I believe. Yeah.
And so sweatshops are something refugees end up, well, that's where they end up working, some of them.
Yeah. And so they're there, and they don't really have much option other than me at that point. And so they're kind of stuck, is a good way to put it.
Do you have a few lines you could read?
Sure, yeah. So this one takes place near the end of the show, and it's when Anand comes in with some food, and that's kind of my response to seeing him with this takeout. Who? Not me. I didn't order any takeout. I've already eaten, and they don't eat. Not when I eat. I don't know when they eat. That's not my concern. Why am I telling you this? Why am I even talking to you? I don't have to explain myself.
Wow. So he just they're just at his mercy, and he's just reveling in it, it sounds like.
At least on some level. I think he enjoys the power that he has and is not going to give it up if he doesn't have to, is what I'll say.
And Angel, you're acting as well. What's your part?
I play the senator who's kind of investigating this sweatshop to see, like, to see what if it's all cracked up to for, if it's what he says it is. And I'm just kind of checking it all out. And he's trying to tell me that everything is fine. There's nothing illegal going on in the location. So
you're nosing around in something.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the women want to say something, or maybe they don't want to say something. They probably want to be quiet. What a terrible position to be in.
Oh, yeah. As I'm walking around, the ladies are supposed to look at me and give fake smiles. And I'm supposed to whether to believe it or not. And it's kind of like Mr. Mack is the character that he's portraying is doing a good job of hiding it all, so.
Ron, what are you getting out of this? I mean, it's your setting, you've done the tech, but I'm sure you're processing everything that's happening and learning from it as well.
Oh, definitely. I mean, seeing the statistics that some of the students have brought in just about refugees alone is just, I can't comprehend it, you know? I mean, the numbers are just so outrageous. I never realized how large they were, really, until we did the show. Kind of like Jenna, I was aware of it, but I didn't really understand the full scale of it. So truly, I mean, even just beyond the show, just seeing those numbers, it's profound. It's, you know, it's hard to believe.
Well, it's interesting to me over my lifetime how things have changed. When I was your age as Governor Ray was bringing in refugees, and you know, the entire political delegation in Iowa was bringing in refugees from Cambodia, from Vietnam. I mean, the boat people were here, and Iowa took great pride in being, I don't know, a welcoming state and bringing in these people. It was sort of our obligation to help those people, and now it seems like nobody is interested in helping, right? I mean, is that just me? We just want to, we are prosperous, we're doing well, we're here comfortably.
And those are the kinds of reflections the play will bring after the fact. It is an entertaining play. It is not slamming it in your face by any way, shape, or form. We just did the background research and have included some of that in the program so people can take that and realize the changes in your and my lifetime as to how immigrants are treated. my own family, I'm second generation here. My grandparents came over, and this play made me do more research as to one set of grandparents, exactly how they got here, because my grandmother was dead by the time I was born. So I found out that she had worked in a pickle factory in the Twin Cities, and things that I did not know. I've been talking to a lot of relatives who still are bilingual, and it's, I think in almost every family that I know of, there are connections like that, and people haven't continued hearing the storytelling that is so important that we have had with Homer's traditions for over 2,000 years, 3,000 years. And it's a lovely reminder of how to go back and look at a term that's hard to comprehend, but it is that whole term of the other. And in our society today, we do talk about the other quite a bit. And it's also been in history. We have history classes that are looking at it in Queen Elizabeth's time, and that's Queen Elizabeth I, and how Shakespeare looked at the other. So in theater, this is a tradition we look at and ask people to come just open-minded. It's not necessarily a story they've heard before, and in a time when everybody wants a trailer telling them exactly what's going to be in a play, this is a chance to try something different, and we hope audiences will come. Even the formation of the seating is quite different mm-hmm. in the theater.
Well, Jenna, when is the play being performed?
The play is being performed February 21st through the 24th at, I think, 7:30 p.m., and the doors will open at 7. And so it's coming up.
And running time's about 90 minutes, so it's not a real long play either.
And where's it at?
It is here in the Crudenier Theater on Central's campus. So.
You picked this play a long time ago, didn't
Yes, I
you?
Did.
It wasn't...
I picked the play probably 2 years ago. It was read in some classes, and I asked students what they thought of it, and we all reflected that it was like written last week. And that was 2 years ago. I think now it's even more succinct about what is happening around us. And history repeats itself. And so I think this play underscores that quite beautifully.
Thanks to Angel Del Rio, Ben Roxwold, Jenna Jensen, Ron Rukowski, and Mary Jo Sod for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.